Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Herbie! Hey, man! Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I actually think over the last 2 years, Eminem has been on his game lyrically. And if you doubt it, The Adventures of Moon Man and Slim that came out last year with him and Cudi, just listen to the whole song's good. And I love Cudi too, but I'm telling you, Eminem is out there destroying everything on that track. It's some of the, I think it's some of his best work, and I've been a fan for a really, really long time. So I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I love Mary J. Blige. I mean, Mary J. Blige, she's all about being miserable, right? Like, that's been like her thing. And it's weird because I want to see Mary happy, but I want to see Adele sad because I feel like Adele makes the great music when she's sad. But you don't want people to be sad because that's just messed up. But with Mary, we went through all this stuff and seeing her life and it play out and her being miserable and her bringing you there with her song. I mean, her being able to touch you emotionally.
I mean, all she really wants is to be happy, Lawrence.
Oh, Lord. There is breaking NBA news that does affect the Bulls. We'll get to you in a second. Face drop! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. It's funny, there are a lot of people saying there's no way in the world James Harden gets traded. And then there are a couple of people like Brian Windhorst stayed steady on that, like throughout this entire time. Here it is from Shams Charania. And breaking news on The Score is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. The Brooklyn Nets, according to Shams Charania, Stadium Network, he's awesome, by the way. The Nets and Sixers are finalizing a trade sending James Harden for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, and draft picks. Two first, Rick, is that what we got?
Yeah, Woj clarified with the two first-round picks. Doesn't say anything more specific than that.
Why do I feel like that all of a sudden James Harden's hamstrings are going to be totally fine now?
And all of a sudden he will remember how to move when he doesn't have the ball.
Yeah. I think this, it's weird. I actually think that this trade makes both teams better.
100%.
And Ben Simmons is now also magically going to want to play, correct?
Yes.
Works out. It changes the balance of power a little bit. Brooklyn's been hanging out in that play-in region right now. They're eighth, I think, in the Eastern Conference as it stands right now. I think that this makes them better. And honestly, outside of Jokic, I don't think that anybody's playing better than Joel Embiid. And now you've given him something that they can go try and win a championship. Now, they didn't have to give up Tobias Harris. That's good, I think, for them.
I mean, they've been actually trying to unload his contract because he's a little overpaid, but they need that type of guy.
Of course you do. See, you know what's funny? I always laugh at the Boban and Tobias Harris commercials, the Cheez-It commercial. Because like, here's the Toby bag. Like, it's small. When Tobias Harris is legitimately 6'8", he's just small next to Boban. Like, because if you look at the way that it's set up, his knees are like up here to his face because he's so tall. But it's like, you get Toby bag. You probably shouldn't say Toby. You should say Tobias.
Yeah, but it was the Bobby and Toby show.
I know, but he doesn't know.
Yeah,
and it's totally fine. He's just go with Tobias. That man name is Tobias, not Toby. My name is Kunta Kinte. Your name is Toby. No. So there it is. The Bulls have 24 hours to match. No, they've really only got like 2.5 hours. Or one and a half hour, right? I'm all messed up with time zones. But there it is. James Harden is now going to be a Sixer. And Ben Simmons and Seth Curry are going to the Nets. It helps both teams, and it hurts the Bulls. Joe and I didn't plan on this, but I imagine that the sports betting market has been real interesting over the last 3 or 4 minutes. So we are going to talk to him about that and the Super Bowl. It's next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily.
When early odds is on the air on Saturdays, there are a lot of people that tune out. They don't want to hear sports betting. But when you really break it down, it's just sports talk.
The best gambling analyst in the country. Want to bet?
Jordan with the mic. Want
to
gamble?
When I reach out to people that have models or some odds makers, what maybe once upon a time it was 3 points for home field, right now, and most people aren't aware of this, it's 1.5 to 2 points.
Joe Ostrowski on the Lawrence Holmes Show, right damn now.
Yeah. Our segment with Joe is being brought to you by PointsBet, and some major news that I imagine has at least changed some of the outlooks on the season in the NBA, and that's the James Harden for Ben Simmons trade is a done deal. Wow. Joe joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. All right, Joe, I know that we're putting you on the spot because the market's changed quickly, but how? What's been the change in the NBA with this deal getting done?
Man, this is wild. If you hop onto your favorite sports betting app right now, you're going to see all sorts of colors, red and green, the futures numbers for the title. Many of them don't even have odds for the Eastern Conference at the moment. They're waiting for the market to settle. And I'm comparing some of the prices that are out there, and we have some disagreement. Now, this might surprise you. Well, who would you think is the favorite right now to win the NBA title? We know it's been Brooklyn all year, and they've been sliding back because of their poor play over the last few weeks.
I actually think with this move that the Sixers would become the favorite.
It's still Brooklyn.
Really?
But the numbers are moving all over the place. It doesn't mean it's going to end up Brooklyn. If people are listening via podcasts or the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app, this could certainly change, these numbers that I throw at you. I still have Brooklyn as the favorite, some barely the favorite, some still the significant favorite, like 3-1. Others have Brooklyn at plus 420. One thing that we do see is everyone also has Golden State as the second favorite. So it's Brooklyn, Golden State, and this is when things start to get jumbled. They've been bouncing around over the last 5 to 10 minutes or so. Then, for the third favorite, do you have Phoenix, or do you have a combo of Phoenix and Philadelphia at plus 500? That's where Philly is making the jump. For context, early this morning, before the Harden rumors seemed to get hot and heavy, you could get a better number at Philadelphia to win the East than you can for them to win the title right now.
Wow.
So, like early this morning, they were plus 650 to win the East. And now most places have them at plus 500 or plus 550. The highest number, the best value I see on the board right now is plus 800. One book a little slow to overreact to the Sixers news. And they're saying, go ahead, keep on betting it. We'll take your action. And they have the Milwaukee Bucks number shorter. So there's disagreement there. Are the Sixers or Bucks better? Are the Suns and Sixers on par? It's going to be fascinating to see how this cleans up here. And it is not good for the Bulls. That's one thing I've been wondering, as many on the station have debated, what kind of move are the Bulls going to make? Are they going to make a significant one? Well, doesn't a lot of that have to do with what Philadelphia does? And it should. I mean, this would make me think, I mean, how much stronger is the East right now? And you alluded to it right before the break there. In a way, even though he's not changing conferences, the East just got a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you view Philadelphia as a significant threat to win the title. And I don't think we did an hour ago.
Joel Embiid has been playing at an MVP level. He just needs someone like to help finish that thing off. And I think that James Harden is a really good compliment for him. They didn't have to give up Tobias Harris, which I think is huge for them. And with Brooklyn, they now have a big playmaking guard with Ben Simmons. He can defend a bunch of positions. He can distribute the ball and would probably prefer to distribute the ball instead of shooting. I also think that it makes them a lot better defensively than what they had. This number from NBA Stats, Joe, Kyrie, KD, Harden, they played a total of 364 minutes together, 16 games, the three of them. That's insane.
I was talking a lot about this today because my co-host is Joe Giglio. He does evenings at WIP in Philadelphia. So obviously this is the big story in his world. And right, you got one shot. Like, if you're Philadelphia putting the chips in the center of the table, what are you hoping for? Because you don't want to waste any Embiid years.
Yes.
As a big man, how many of these are you going to get? And it was, where do you draw the line? So what happened with Brooklyn? They got one shot. They got one shot with James Harden. If you're Philadelphia, what are the conversations internally? Do we have one or do we have two? And then who knows? The line that Giglio drew was, you said it's a good thing about Tobias Harris. Agree with you there. But the big debate there in Philadelphia was, would they have to go maxi? Would you make the move for Maxey? And that's where some were drawing the line. Some would say, yes, get Harden at all costs. As long as we get to keep Embiid, I'm fine with trading Maxey. And some were saying, no, we need to keep Maxey. You can have anything else you want. Well, they keep Tobias and Maxey.
They do. And yeah. I think that they are trouble, and I think this is bad news for the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
The last number I saw on the Bulls to win the NBA championship was plus 2,700.
Yeah, I see a plus 3,000 out there, and that plus 2,700 that you just looked, they had the Eastern Conference odds there, and it's plus 1,900 for the East. They're the fifth best team, right? There's no more debate, because now where's Miami? Miami's viewed as the four, when you could make a strong argument that they were the one not that long ago. And I think some people will.
The people in Miami will. I think Jimmy Butler for sure will make that argument and make it a rallying cry for him and the rest of the Heat. That'll be their thing.
Nobody's talking about Giannis and the tear that he's on right now. There might be some value for him on the MVP, people.
I think there's some value with the Bucks, like overall. But we'll see. And to me, the Suns are a fascinating team. They're really good. They're very balanced. They have a great point guard that everyone knows their role on that team. They have the experience of last year. It will be, I don't think the Western Conference playoffs are going to be as interesting as the Eastern Conference playoffs, but I expect that the two teams at the top of the West will be the two teams that we see in the West Finals. The East for me is real fun now. And what the Bulls do, I still think that the Bulls shouldn't look at this as like, we'll just roll with what we have and have a good season. I do think that they should try and figure out some post help if they can off the bench. But we shall see. Joe, we got a couple minutes here. For the Super Bowl, what are you looking at is like some of your best plays or what has you interested?
Okay, let's start with some of the early stuff. I know we're limited on time. The anthem. People always talk about the anthem. So Mickey Guyton, there's a YouTube video. There's a performance back in May. She sang it in a minute 24, minute 25. So the number that popped for over-under was a minute 35, which was curious to some. And every sharp bettor I've spoken with about the anthem, they're in on the over. Yesterday, it went up 5 full seconds from 135 to 140.
Ooh.
People are still max betting the over so much that some of the prominent books that are taking action on this took it off the board. So you would think it's going to go back up, but it's one of those weird things where you have to think about, okay, they got to time the flyovers, the music underneath, like too many people know. So I was initially thinking under, but now I'm not messing around with that. Now I am thinking about betting on the over on that one, if they even put it back up, because the rehearsal is going to be tomorrow and then word's going to be out. Some of the other stuff. Now, listen, I don't have a strong opinion straight up on the game between the Bengals and the Rams, but I will say that a lot of the props that I do like, they signal Rams. A lot of my angles to the game with a slow start from the Bengals signal Rams. I like the first half under. If you can shop around, you could find that at 24, 24 and a half maybe. We typically see slower starts to these Super Bowls. A very popular bet, and I think is pretty good, is no score in the first 5:30 or no score in the first 6 minutes of the game. The Bengals, one of the worst first quarter offenses all season long, and that's why we've seen Joe Burrow chasing in a lot of these games, and they've gotten away with it. The big mismatch of the game that everybody's talking about, that Bengals offensive line against the Rams pressure. The Rams sacks is set at 3.5. You can bet individual players for sacks, yes or no. That's appealing. I don't know that he's going to be sacked 9 times like he was against the Titans, but I expect Burrow to be running for his life. You don't have to stop at the sacks there. When you start to play that out in your head, you think Burrow rushing yards. Does that have some value? 10.5, 11.5 around there. Will he be running for his life? Players are more aggressive, quarterbacks, when it comes to that, about getting out of the pocket and scrambling in some of these playoff games. That's why we've seen some higher rushing yards for that. Anything specific? Because I can
give you
some info on anything.
No, I'm good. And that actually, you hit the places where I was thinking about going as far as like the sack total and the first half under. And I like the idea of the no score bet. Like that's really, really interesting to me. Joe, BetQL Daily, you can hear Joe there on the Odyssey app. You can also check out Early Odds. I imagine it's going to be crazy this Saturday morning on Early Odds, and you can follow Joe on Twitter as well. Joe, as always, thanks for the information.
Thank you, Lawrence. Talk soon.
That is Joe Ostrowski. He covers sports betting for all of us here at The Score and does it on BetQL Daily. Does a wonderful job. We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this move that the 76ers in Brooklyn has made with our buddy Zach Zabeman, who called the Bulls game last night. Looking forward to his thoughts on what the Bulls do now and what the Eastern Conference looks like. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Zach LaVine has it ahead of the key, gives right side. DeRozan will launch for 3. What do you think? DeMar DeRozan is feeling it again.
That's his third three-pointer made in this game tonight, 3 of 4. He's got 27.
Man, it was a real treat to hear my guy, Zach Zabeman, calling Bulls basketball. And he got a Bulls win, which is even better. Zach now joins me on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline. Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Zach, man, you did an incredible job with the game last night. What was it like to get the call and prep for that?
It was, the funny thing is, Tuesday morning, I got the call from our boss, Mitch Rosen, and he informed me that he was taking me off the DePaul Georgetown game, which was also played last night. And I'm like, what did I do? And then all of a sudden he told me that Chuck was a little under the weather and I needed to immediately get ready to fly down to Charlotte and get ready to call the Bulls and Hornets. So there wasn't any time to think about preparation at that point. You're just thinking about the logistics, you know, get to the airport, pack, make sure that you have all the necessary equipment you need to broadcast the game. So I didn't really start preparing until I got to the hotel late Tuesday night, almost pulled an all-nighter like I was in college. And it's fun. I mean, you're preparing for a basketball game. So you get lost in the preparation and, you know, luckily, we all know what the Bulls have been this season, so that helped. And you learned a little bit more about the Hornets than I probably thought I would. And then, you know, once the ball was up in the air, that was fun. The game was the easy part. Getting there and preparing was a little bit more difficult, but it's a fun thing to have to deal with. And I tweeted this after the game. That was just fun. It was fun. It was a fun game. The Bulls got the offense going. You know, I was told they're not really a good three-point shooting team. Not last night.
Yeah, that was a big part of why they were able to jump out to a lead on Charlotte. What was it like to work with Bill?
Bill's the best. You know, I've been very lucky over the course of my broadcasting career to have a lot of really talented people to work with, you know, in football with Jeff and Tom, and then obviously with baseball and Pat and Ron, and then basketball-wise with Dave Corzine, Jeff Blanzy, you, there have been so many. You know, Bill's right up there with anybody. He made it really easy for me, and so did Chuck. I think they went out of their way to help make things as smooth as possible when the microphone was turned on last night, and I hope it sounded that way.
It did. It sounded great, and what I loved about it is, you know, as someone who's worked with you, I could hear the moment when you started to feel comfortable, and I knew you were comfortable because you allowed Bill, and Bill allowed you to have a little bit more fun. You guys are cracking on each other a little bit, and that's I was like, nah, he's there now. Like he's in it, and he's enjoying himself. And it just flows. Like for the difference, what's the difference for you in calling a college basketball game versus calling an NBA game? Is there any difference?
Yes, I immediately noticed this last night, and it's something that you don't really think about until you're experiencing it from a play-by-play standpoint, especially on the radio side where you have to describe everything. The NBA is so fast compared to college basketball. Because you're not really worried about, you know, working the ball around the perimeter against a zone defense when you're calling an NBA game. In college, I think it's overcoached to a certain extent. So the game's a lot more deliberate and a lot slower. The NBA is fast-paced, especially the way the Bulls and Hornets both play. They love to go up and down the floor. So that was a huge difference right from the get-go. And the sheer athleticism. You know, every few games, there's maybe one or two guys that you see in the Big East, and that's one of the best conferences in college basketball, that have the kind of athleticism that you saw from multiple players last night. So that stood out to me right from the get-go in bold italics, underline, the whole thing. And that was a little bit of a challenge early, but I was able to pick it up. Once you realize, okay, this is the way they're going to go, let's buckle in and make it happen.
And of course, you're out here living a dream. You're calling an NBA game. You get the Bulls on the score. It sounds amazing. And of course, that's the night when DePaul has a triple-double in a game.
For the first time in school history,
yes!
Davy Jones, second-year man out of the Dominican Republic, who's been one of the best players on the Blue Demons. And they've won two in a row. You know, they're start. And I said this during the non-conference portion of the season when the Blue Demons went to 9-1, that you can tell there's a clear difference in how this team is being coached in the Tony Stubblefield era. You know, he was known as a big-time recruiter at Oregon. I think ultimately it's that recruiting background that's going to lead to some very talented players coming to DePaul that haven't been there in a while. But tactically, he's been really impressive as an X's and O's guy because the Blue Demons have struggled in Big East play. But that's in large part due to things that you can't control. They lost their best player, Javon Freeman Liberty, who won a championship at Whitney Young. For him to be able to find a way with a limited group because of injuries and eligibility issues to be able to win back-to-back games, and they're going to try and upset the entire Big East come Saturday on the road against a nationally ranked team in Providence. But that, to me, very impressive. And the first triple-double, you think about all the great players in the history of DePaul University, only one has ever come up with a triple-double in a game, and that was last night, Davy Jones.
Pretty crazy indeed. This trade that's happened in the Eastern Conference where you now have Harden going to Philadelphia and you have Ben Simmons going to Brooklyn, this I think, presents a challenge for the Bulls. How do you see this playing out for them?
I think the biggest thing for the Bulls is just getting their healthy guys back. You know, I was looking back prior to last night, the first time that they played the Hornets earlier this season, and they scored a season-high 133 points in that game, and they were lights out from the field. I think they hit 53 field goals and shot 60% from the floor in that game. But they had their guys. That's the difference. I think the only reason the Bulls have taken that dip that they've gone through here over the last couple of weeks is because they haven't had the full complement of weapons. So in a way, you didn't want to see, I think internally, you didn't want to see the Bulls go out and try to overcompensate for the injuries by giving away valuable pieces to try and make up ground. And I'm thinking that they made the right move to not go in that direction and keep some of the young guys that they have and try to build around them as they wait for their healthy guys to come back. And it was interesting talking to Billy Donovan yesterday before the game, because if you remember what he said after the loss to Phoenix the other night, you know, he talked about injuries not being an excuse. And I started to think, okay, what does that mean? Because, you know, Phoenix is a significantly better team considering that the Suns are healthy and the Bulls are banged up. And I asked him, what do you mean by that? And he said that the things that have been plaguing the Bulls during this stretch where they haven't played their best basketball against the best teams in the NBA are things that have nothing to do with injuries. What he wants to see, he called it shrinking the floor, and Bill and I talked about this yesterday. It's being better at team defense. You know that you might get beat in a one-on-one situation, but you have to be aware, if you're that secondary defender, okay, where's my man? You got one eye on him, but you also have to have one eye on your teammate, and you have to be willing to quickly help out. And that's just communication and awareness. Make sure that you're not giving away easy baskets from that standpoint. And by shrinking the floor, if you take away the layups that are uncontested and you take away the uncontested three-pointers, now all of a sudden it becomes a lot more difficult to put points on the board if you're the opponent. And that's not a talent thing. That's an awareness thing. And that is an understanding thing of what you're trying to do. And it started to make sense when he talked about it from that standpoint.
Zach, 15 years ago, we were coming home from covering a Super Bowl. You realize that? 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too long for the Bears to not be in a Super Bowl. That's and it's weird. It's weird because also this week, Lovie Smith gets a new job as a head coach. When you heard that, what did you think?
Good for him. Lovie's a good man who, and I know if you're gonna take a look at the way things played out at Illinois, then you're never gonna respect Lovie. You just don't like him as a human being. I think, and I said this at the time, and you know my feelings on this. When Jerry Angelo got fired, I said, as time goes on, people will realize just how valuable he was as the head of the Bears football operations. And that's proven to be true. And when Lovie Smith was let go, he was 18 games above 500 during his tenure as Bears head coach. And he was coming off a 10-6 season. And I think because of the way he was at the podium, which he's not electric at the podium. He's not going to give you anything. That's just not his style. But behind closed doors, ask any single player that's played for Lovie Smith. No one will ever have a bad word to say about him. And if anything, they will talk about the way he inspires teams, the sense of professionalism that he brings. And quite frankly, he put together teams that every single season competed for something. Now, they didn't get into the playoffs every single year, and they had a lot of offensive issues, and part of that is Lovie's fault for never really being able to find the right offensive coordinator. But he was able to get this team into the playoffs multiple times without any star quarterbacks. Think about that. He never had a star quarterback, and yet the Bears were consistently playing something the final month of the regular season, and many times they were playing for something after that. So from that standpoint, I don't think Lovie Smith truly got the credit he deserved while he was here. And they've made some terrible hires since both Angelo and Lovie Smith were let go. But if you have a chance, if you really want to know about Lovie Smith, the Texans posted the video of him and his first day on the job where he gave his introductory press conference and the behind-the-scenes meetings and all that kind of stuff. Watch that, and you'll learn more than you ever needed to know about Lovie Smith and why he's so highly thought of. I thought he got a raw deal at the end of his Bears tenure. I thought he got an even more raw deal down in Tampa Bay. This is a guy that you want as the face of your franchise, because you know a Lovie Smith team is going to come to play. They might not always be successful, and a lot of that has to do with talent. But you know that team's coming to play, and if you're the other team, you know that you're going to have to play some physical football in order to win.
Zach, congratulations on getting a chance to call Bulls games, man. You know I think the world of you, man. You knocked it out the park last night. Great job.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And not just you, but all the people that have tweeted and texted and called and all the kind words. But it's Chuck's job. He'll be back tomorrow night, and hopefully the Bulls can keep it rolling.
Be good, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
That is Zach Zabeman. Did a great job on the Bulls game. We're late for a break. We'll talk with Jason Leisure. I'm sure we'll have thoughts on this trade. Weirdly enough, he's a bit of a hoops head and covered the league for a while. So while we talk NFL with Jason Leisure, we'll also bring in a little bit of NBA. That's next here on The Score.
Scoreheads, don't miss Score stories today at 5 on the Parkins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.